I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's the guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9. But look at Evan's hat, he weighs it by a half, according to this here is a telegraph.
For Paul Revere out fight, I hear his foot's all right. Of course it all depends, it didn't rain last night.
I know it's Valentine, the morning marks look fine. Besides the jockey's brother's a friend of mine.
And just a minute, boys, I got the peacock's noise. It's like his great-grandfather was terrible poised.
I tell you, Paul Revere. Now this is no bum's fear. It's from a handicap, but that's real sincere.
I go for Valentine's, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
So make it epic, half, he wins by a half. According to this here is a telegraph. Epitaph,
Valentine,
Paul Revere, I got the horse.
Welcome to the Schreiber Voice. This is our radio special this week. We got something special for you. It's the musical promotion show for Guys and Dolls. In the audience with us today, we have Jesse Weil, who will be playing Nathan Detroit, Corey Murano, who will be playing Miss Adelaide, and our fantastic, wonderful director, Miss Lauren Foster. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Just saying, time to all.
Same time, guys.
Same time to all. You missed. You're listening to WDOT Port Washington.
Sorry, I have to do a station ID as part of the requirement. You guys know, but Ms. Foster does not. This is WDOT Port Washington, 5:30 a.m. So, yeah, awesome. Ms. Foster, you are. This is your first show as official director. You've been producer in the past for a lot of our shows. We've all worked with you. How does it feel to be a director now for the first show? And why did you pick Guys and Dolls?
It feels awesome to be just a part of the team. We have an extremely talented cast and crew and pit. And it's an honor to work with the other adults on the team, which is Mr. Glover, Mr. Meyer, Mr. Pinelli, Mr. Koch.
Mr. Fox.
Mr. Fox, who is our technical advisor. We also have Mr. Summers, who is the director of the Port Summer Show, and he's our choreographer. And it's really been a pleasure. We pick Guys and Dolls. It's, as far as I know, it's never been done on the Schreiber stage. And it's one of the most well-known shows in musical theater, really, of all time. And it's got some amazing songs, and the choreography is wonderful, and the characters are great. And it's set in the 1940s, which is just a really fun, exciting era to play.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now we're going to go to Miss Adelaide over here, Corin Murano, who just finished applying to college, by the way. So congratulations for
you.
That.
Thank you.
This is your first real starring role. How does that feel?
It's really amazing. It's kind of surreal, and it's been one of the best experiences I've ever had. And I've learned a lot about myself and about other people and being on stage. And I love the character, so it's been a real, real fun time.
Awesome, awesome. And Jesse Weil, who will be playing Mr. Nathan Detroit. He is actually a sophomore and the youngest lead in the cast. How does that feel, being the youngest and having this kind of opportunity?
I feel really lucky. I mean, I get to be with all my friends. I mean, I guess I would be anyway, but it's great because I'm close with a lot of the seniors who are leaving this year, and it's really my, you know, it's my last opportunity to be with them on stage, which is a great experience.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I'm Sky Masterson, by the way, because I never actually put that out there. And I guess I should just echo what these guys said. It's been a really good experience. The show is going to be next week at on the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, 7:30, 7:30, 7:30, and 2 o'clock. And definitely 2 o'clock. So it's really exciting. I really hope all you guys can really come and check it out. Check out the show. We're gonna go back to some music after that quick interview, which was really cool. And we're gonna talk with Nick Ardella, who plays Nicely Johnson, in a little bit. Right now, we're gonna play a song, "Sue Me," from the '92 Broadway revival recording. And we're playing it because we have both Miss Adelaide and Nathan Detroit, and it is their song from the show. So Michael, when you are ready, you can start playing that song.
So soon.
Elope right now!
Because, well, I gotta go to a prayer meeting.
Nathan, this is the biggest lie you ever told me!
But I promise you it's true!
You promise me this, you promise me that. You promise me anything under the sun, and you give me a kiss, and you're grabbing your hat, and you're off to the races again. When I think of the time gone by,
and
I think of the way I
died,
I could honestly die.
Call a lawyer and sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me, hate me. Go ahead, hate me.
Love, missed years of my life. I was a fool to give to
you. All right, already. I'm just a no-good nick. All right, already. It's true. So new. So sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you.
You gamble it here, you gamble it there. You gamble on everything, all except me. And I'm sick of you keeping me up in the edge. You're back in the money again when I think of the time gone by.
That way.
I don't look at the way I
died.
I could honestly die.
Serve a paper and sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me, hate me. Go ahead, hate me.
When
I
you
love
wind up in jail, don't come to me to bail you.
Right. Already, so call a policeman. All right, already, it's true. So new, so sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you.
You're at it again. You're running the game. I'm not gonna play second fiddle to that. And I'm sick and I'm tired of strolling around. I'm telling you now that we're through. When I think of the time gone by,
that way.
And I think of the way I tried, I could honestly die.
Sue me, sue me. Shoot bullets through me. I love you.
All right, guys, welcome back. I just have a quick question for our guest in the audience today. Out of curiosity, what are your guys' favorite songs from the show? Starting with Lauren.
Miss Foster.
I'm sorry, Mr. Finelli's going to listen to this.
My favorite song from the show, I think, is Marry the Man Today, which is one of the final songs in the show, and it is between Sarah, our ingenue, our leader of the Save a Soul mission, and Miss Adelaide, who's sitting right next to me. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great number for two girls, two women, I mean, and it just kind of shows that idea of, like, girl power and... Yeah. Musically, it's beautiful. There's wonderful harmonies, and I think that's my favorite song.
Is that how you feel with Mr. Holzer?
Beautiful harmony?
No, and changing his ways tomorrow, and him being like a tall glass of water.
Exactly.
All right, Corey?
Yeah. I don't know. It's got to be a tie between Sue Me, and I love Bushel and a Peck. I don't know why I love that so much, but
it's a beautiful song, and you do it very well.
Which one?
Bushel and a Peck. Oh. And Sue Me, I like both. You do very...
Thank you.
Like, you're welcome.
Thank you. They're both fun.
Well. Like, I was like, well, you're talented,
I like yelling
Corey.
At this one. It's fun.
Yeah.
And
I've heard that.
Jesse Weil.
My favorite song. I don't know. I think probably the most beautiful song in the show is I'll Know. But I think my favorite song to do is Sue Me. I'm only in like two songs, but I think that's a I think at least I've never seen it because I'm in it. But I think it probably looks like it's fun, you know, because we're having so much fun. It probably translates and looks like it's a lot of fun to do. So I mean, I think that's probably my favorite song in the show.
Definitely. And my favorite song from the show, probably Luck Be a Lady. I actually really like that song. It's probably the most famous from the show, just because it was in Miss Doubtfire back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I remember it from. Frank Sinatra sang it. Like, it was one of his, like, singles after he was in the movie and stuff.
Which, interestingly enough, he didn't play that part of the movie.
Yeah,
he played,
I know.
He played
did not.
Nathan Detroit.
So that was Marlon Brando, the Godfather, in case you didn't know.
Daddy, but I got cider in my ear.
Yeah, cider in my ear.
Can you do your impression of him, Jesse?
Yeah. My vocal impression?
Yeah.
Do your Marlon Brando impression, Jesse.
Okay, okay. You guys can look this up later, because it's not going to be funny if you haven't seen him, but I'll just start from the ending.
Or come see the show this week, if you want to. You don't have to.
And I'll stop, and I'll stare at that face in the throng. Thank you very much. Thank
and
you.
That was Jesse Wilde.
That was impressive.
Brando.
It was good. Impressive.
I worked on it a lot, Mrs. Yeah. Foster, I would say.
Absolutely. So, because Jesse Wilde has a test soon, so he's going to have to leave, hopefully when Nick gets here.
Yeah, I'll wait. I can wait until Nick gets here.
Until Nick gets here, yeah. I'm gonna give him a call. Are there any questions that you would like to ask Miss Foster, myself, yeah, or Corey Marano?
Absolutely. Miss Foster... Not Lauren, you're giving me quite a look. What is your favorite character in the show?
I'm gonna have to go with Adelaide across the board. I love the character. She's definitely got a lot of life in her, and she's funny, and she's okay. Well, Corey is a talented dancer and performer, but the role is also designed to be played by someone you know, just upbeat, and the accent's hysterical, and the whole role is, I love it. I think that's my favorite part.
Absolutely. And same question to you, Corey. Well, I can't ask you.
Other than your favorite role is...
other than yourself. How about
tree
that?
On the left. No, I don't... I love Adelaide. I really emulate and understand her, and I think that she's just so fun, and she's so over the top. And I like to think that I'm not that over the top in real life, but...
Absolutely.
I see parallels sometimes.
Of the major like three renditions of Adelaide in 50 in the movie, in the 92 version and in the 2008 version, who do you consider you to be most like?
Well, in the three renditions. I mean, I've seen Lauren Graham perform. I've like watched illegal YouTube videos of her doing it, and I've also seen Faith Prince. But I try and find like a happy medium between all three, and I think that it's good to take different things from different people. So I try as much as possible to just be inspired by them and not like copy.
Yeah.
So I like
them. Jesse, Frank Sinatra, Nathan Lane, or Oliver Platt?
Okay, well, let's dismiss. Oliver Platt isn't the performer. We will say so. He's out of here. I'm kind of with Corey. I mean, Nathan Lane is probably the most hysterical person I've ever seen. But he sort of has this very physical comedy, and it works for him because he doesn't really have, like, a beautiful voice. And then you have Frank Sinatra, who's got this gorgeous voice but is not really an actor. You know, he's not so funny. So I try to get something in between where I can still, you know, use my voice, but I'm also a little bit more comedic than Frank Sinatra.
Definitely. And
Tommy, what about you?
Marlon Brando.
No, I don't.
Daddy.
See, before I went into auditions, like the only one that I listened to, because I'd watched the movie and I'd seen the movie, was Marlon Brando, and I thought he was great until I saw other people do it.
That's funny.
What's his name? 92 version.
Peter Gallagher.
Yeah, Peter Gallagher is absolutely awesome, and that's really who I'm trying to like portray on stage. It's like who I'm trying to put forward as a character.
And if you want to see any of these talented students in their performances that they've taken from all these different characters, you can come see the show, which is again November 19th, 20th, and 21st at 7:30, and the 22nd at 2.
Yes, which is not this weekend, but next weekend.
A week from today.
And also a reminder that ticket prices will be $5. The general admission is $5, but if you are a Schreiber student, then the ticket price is $3, only if you bring your Schreiber ID.
Also, does that really work?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We wouldn't put it on the posters if it didn't.
And senior citizens are complimentary.
Well, maybe it's in like...
Senior citizens are complimentary.
So you can bring your older relatives, aunts, uncles,
my grandma and her boyfriend are coming.
Awesome. 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 On the note of the elderly, the auditorium is in fact handicap accessible through a back entrance. So if you consider that an issue,
oh my
be reminded that the auditorium is handicap accessible.
So if you are handicapped and you're looking to come to Guys and Dolls, fear not. We support you.
Yes, indeed. Right now, we're going to play another song. We're going to let Michael pick it in the back because he's in control of the board today. Whoa. It's why we're actually recording in different...
You want to tell a funny story really quick?
Okay, we can tell a funny story really quick.
Tell that funny story.
Last week on the Schreiber Voice, the official, like, Schreiber Voice, I had both Corey and Jesse on, but for 20 minutes, we thought we were recording, and we weren't recording. So we were kind of just talking to ourselves. It's really funny. But, like, if you want to check it out, you probably can't, because we're doing another show after this, another, like, official Schreiber Voice. So... Yeah.
It's really funny if you listen to it. You're so pissed. You're like, hi, I'm Tommy Doyle.
And, like, and there's a whispering in the beginning, too, that's, like, really awkward. I don't... It was, like,
probably
you
were...
Well, because I was, like...
It was you?
We're going to recreate this. I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm schizophrenic because I could, like, hear things. Yeah. And Jesse was like, kill people with blonde hair. And that's what's the beginning.
Yeah, that's what recorded.
For the radio.
It's great. Yeah,
yeah, no, I remembered it because I listened to it.
It's newsworthy, I think. No, it's not. But whatever. Michael, have you picked a song?
I have picked a song.
What song is it going to be?
So, yeah, what song
he's
is going to be?
He's going to pick, like, the entract.
He's like going
to... He did. He's, like, hysterical laughing.
It's number 7. I'll let you figure out which one it is.
What's number
7? Or we could tell the audience. We could tell our audience.
Fine,
like,
fine. In honor of our Sky Masterson, it's All Know.
All Know. Also in this song is Molly Fried, who could not be with us today. She is either sick or at Muhlenberg or something of that. I don't know where she is.
Which is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, which is the same thing.
That's mean. I had just applied to Muhlenberg. That's a nice school.
So yeah, she's Miss Sarah, in case any of you are wondering. She's a fantastic person to work with, and I look forward to being able to work with her in the show. And so here is I'll Know.
Sarah, that somewhere in the world is a guy who might appeal to you. I wonder what this guy will be like.
He will not be a gambler.
I'm not interested in what he will not be. I am interested in what he will be.
Don't worry, I'll know. For I've imagined every bit of him. From his strong moral fiber, to the wisdom in his head, to the homeobrome of his pipe.
You have wished yourself a Scarsdale Galahad, the breakfast-eating Brooks Brothers type.
Yes, and I shall meet him when the time is ripe.
You've got the guy all figured out.
I have.
Including what he smokes. All figured out, huh?
All figured out. I'll know when my love comes along. I won't take a chance. For he'll be just what I need. Not some fly-by-night Broadway romance.
And you'll know at a glance by the two pair of pants.
I'll know by the calm, steady voice. Those feet on the ground.
Talking about love. You can't dope it like that. What are you picking, a guy or a horse?
I wouldn't expect a gambler to understand.
Would you like to hear how a gambler feels about the big heart throb?
No.
Well, I'll tell you. Mine will come as a surprise to me. Mine I leave to chance and chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry. Suddenly I'll know when my love comes along. I'll know then and there. I'll know at the sight of her face. How I care, how I care, how I care. And I'll stop and I'll stare. And I'll know long before we can speak. I'll know in my heart. I'll know, and I won't ever ask. Am I right? Am I wise? Am I smart? But I'll stop and I'll stare at that face in the throng. Yes, I'll know when my love comes along. When my love comes along.
All right, guys, welcome back. We have, like we said earlier in the show, we have a very special guest, Nick Gardella, who will be playing Nicely Nicely Johnson in the production of Guys and Dolls, which you are. Yeah.
They know that.
They know that. So say hi, Nick.
Hello, folks. At home. On the toilet.
What?
Why are they listening to the...
Oh, hold on. I just got to the bathroom. Let me put on Tommy Doyle's radio show.
All right. Thank
you. I don't
you.
Judge people.
Except
Jesse.
You cannot say that, Nick Gardella, on the radio.
Oh.
No bathroom humor, because we got in trouble for that last week.
I have a question for Michael Schweitzer. Michael, right. Are you with us?
I'm with you.
Michael Schweitzer is a cast member, and he plays Angie the Ox, who is one of our crap shooters in the show. Michael, what is your favorite song from the show?
I personally like a song that I'm not in. I really like Fume for Tin Horns. I think that like the layering that it has is very intense.
Yes. For those of you...
That was the first song we played.
And for those of you who don't know, that was the song we played at the very beginning of the show. We opened with. So if you really liked it, that's going to be sung by Nick Gardella, who just joined us in the audience. yay! Mark Labrador, who will be playing Benny Southstreet, and Andy Lieberman.
Who plays Rusty Charlie.
Who plays Rusty Charlie.
Can I ask the same question to Nick? Nick, what's your favorite song in the show?
My favorite song is Bushel and a Peck.
That's two. Yeah.
It's because the costumes are just really cool and the choreography is really sweet.
Yeah,
and Corey sounds brilliant.
Oh, of course, it's Corey. So as well as playing Nicely Nicely in the show, Nick Gardella worked a lot for the show on costumes. Tell us what that experience was like, Nick.
It was similar to getting your cavities fixed and. And getting hit by a bus at the same time.
Wow.
It was definitely a lot
of work. I don't
know what
a dentist's office is doing on a major highway, but whatever. I'm not going to...
Well, I have to say that without Nick's help, I don't think we would have half the costumes that we do. And he actually constructed with his own two hands, he constructed the Bushel and a Peck costume.
They're so cool.
I hope a lot of people listen to that comment
If
right
you
there.
Come and see the show, you will be able to see his creations live on stage, and they're definitely going to be phenomenal. So.
Yeah.
And if someone is listening to this, record that comment because I want that on tape.
Yeah. So this is actually gonna this show after it's gonna be on the front page of WDOT of portradio.org rather.
W dot.
Yeah. If they're listening to it, I'm sure they found
W
it.
W dot.
Yeah. Well, of course. thanks, Jesse. And after the show is completed, it's going to go into the archive. So you can if you
we'll
watch,
be here forever. We'll be here forever.
Yeah, we'll be here forever. If you
we'll
like,
leave.
Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome.
So if you like the show, you like the music, and you like our sexy voices, yes, Nick. You can check that out in the archives after the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd when the show premieres. Just to repeat, you
okay,
know.
Guys. So I hate to bring us down, but you know this is still a radio show, so we've got our obligation to play a PSA,
a public service announcement.
Public service announcement.
Yes. Okay. So Michael will play one from the list.
What is that?
Okay,
so kids, I'm going to recommend that you stay in particular PSA.
You are not missing school again. All right, then. Hit it. I know you can hear this. Cut that noise, yo! I'm coming! Took you long enough.
Hey, whatever it takes, don't let your friends drop out. For more ways to help, go to OperationGraduation.com. A public service message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, guys, welcome back to Schreiber Voice. We're still here with our audience, and they're loving being on the radio.
Our audience?
Time. Our audience is in our guests. I'm sorry. I say audiences if... Whatever.
Okay.
It's audience guests.
What did I just listen to?
We listened to a public service announcement to not drop out of school, which I highly recommend not dropping out. It's a bad idea. Because there's so many opportunities in the educational system.
So everyone just heard that?
Everybody, yeah.
So
yeah.
Was that...
That was somebody trying to get somebody to go to school by making lots of loud noises and getting them out of bed.
How would that work? Shaking them?
I don't know.
I think it was like a jackhammer outside.
Yeah, jackhammer.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were jackhammering
like
them to go to school.
Them,
I want
to
go to school.
Go to school, bang, bang. That was disturbing.
So, guys, talk among yourselves for a bit about the show and promote it a little bit. I'm going to go check how much time we have left and stuff.
Okay.
Well, I feel like maybe we could give a brief premise of what the show is actually about. It does actually appeal to adults and children of all ages. It's the story of 1940s New York City, and it has to do with a group of crapshooters, which is a dice game, and it has to do with a mission, a Save a Soul mission, and there's a group of women there who are trying to convert all the sinners of the streets of New York. And we have Miss Adelaide and her hotbox dancers. And it has to do with two pretty powerful love stories, one between a gambler and a hotbox girl or a performer, which is Nathan and Miss Adelaide. And the other is Tommy Doyle's character, Sky Masterson, and his love story with one of the mission dolls. And it really is wonderful. And again, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week. And we hope you can all make it.
Awesome. All right. Thank you guys for that. Thank you for that. Sorry, I wasn't speaking into the microphone. But we only have about a minute left. So once again, we're going to shoot you the information. And actually, we're going to have Nick, because Nick has only been here for a couple minutes. Tell us everything you know about the information for the show. Go.
When is it?
Yeah. When it is?
It's next weekend, next Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2.
Ticket prices are?
Ticket prices are $5 for high school students.
No, for general admission is
$5. For general admissions, $3 for high school students, free for seniors,
yes.
Citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated that.
Awesome.
Okay, once again, the auditorium is handicapped accessible.
Totally important.
Thank you guys all so much for listening. We appreciate it. So this is
you also, you don't have
this.
To, so
we're gonna do a roll call. This is the Schreiber Voice. My name is Tommy Doyle.
Jesse Y.